This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Let me ask you this, baby. How you feeling? Are you feeling good as hell? Are you feeling good as hell? Are you? Are you sick?
I am not sick.
Oh, I said... Literally, when I came down the hallway, and is the TV?
The TV's
on.
Sorry.
Shut up, Dave Hall. We're trying to do a show here. Okay. Good work.
He is on one this morning too.
Is he?
Not that I want you to go watch Fox 5. But until tomorrow, then you can keep that on and keep us on in the background or whatever. However, that no, have us on, keep them on in the background.
Exactly.
But then TV starts. You're going to see us all over TV the next 12 days.
Well, you anyhow.
Well, us tomorrow, and then there'll be some week in there, I think.
Okay.
Do you want more TV time?
No, I don't want more TV time. I was really hoping to get through this.
For this.
No, I really was hoping to get through this without wearing as little makeup as possible. So.
Understood.
Yeah.
You're gonna see people every day. You wanna look nice.
I mean,
she wears
makeup.
She's full of
she's gonna have her face on.
This is full glam. You'll be rocking the boots.
That's not true. Last year, I barely wore makeup at all. I had certain days that I put red lipstick on, and it was a huge thing, and that was it.
That was a huge thing.
Yeah.
It was like, what are you doing over here, Rudolph? You know, oh my God. All I could see from the top of the scaffold, there's hundreds of people around making their deliveries and whatever, and I never had to worry about not being able to see Kayla. She had the red lipstick on, and it was like, yeah. Well, you are a natural beauty, though.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because you don't wear a lot of makeup anyway.
No, I have really good skin, but I take really good care of it. So I don't have to wear a lot of makeup.
Is that something you can say out loud?
Yeah, of course.
If you
but you know what I mean? Can you say, if I said, I don't even know what I would say that would be in that realm. But can you go, I have really good skin.
I have chiseled features.
No, but I followed it up with saying that I take really good care of my skin.
No, I get it. And I'm not disputing it, and I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, is that one of those things that you go, because you didn't mean anything by it. I know you. You didn't mean anything by it. But if somebody else said that and they went, well, I have really good skin, wouldn't you immediately look at them and go, it's not that great?
You know,
you have to be careful when you compliment yourself, because the other person is judging you.
I'm in extraordinarily good shape. You know what I mean? Somebody go, wife, what? That's
I
all
always
I'm
feel uncomfortable when Spence says he has really good calves.
Yeah, okay, but that's a scientific fact. That's documented for years. And that's come from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that, you know.
They won't, actually, in 38 states, I can't wear heels because they don't want me showing up to ladies.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I have tremendously good skin. I don't.
Okay, wait a minute, though. But we're seeing a lot more of your skin. Not like he's wearing a bikini or anything, but he shaved his face, and it's weirding me out.
Every once in a while, it's a cleansing thing, and that's weird. But I'll look in the mirror and go, okay, that's got to go. And then I'll shave it. And then I regret it immediately because I'm like, you look weird, and you don't have a chin. And then...
I don't think you look weird at all. In fact, I think you look younger.
That's what I was thinking over here.
But it's weird.
It's weird. I asked my wife, do you like this? She goes, I like it for now, but I don't like it permanently.
Why not wait until this 17th?
I don't know. I can't explain why I did it last night. I just looked and I'm like, I got to do it. And then Chet brought up a great point. The Golden Knights are on a 4-game win streak.
Ugh.
I did it after we won. So if they lose tomorrow against the Islanders, it's my fault.
Actually, and what I followed that up with, though, is we find out just exactly what tremendous power Spence wields.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you just did it?
Like,
honestly, when your wife goes in and goes, cut it all off!
Yeah.
I got you.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Are you ready for me to blow your mind right now?
Yes.
Because it's blowing my mind. The final first pick for 2019.
Oh wow!
It's coming up next because we don't do it. We don't do it for Toy Drive, and then we're after Toy Drive, we're done this year.
That's crazy.
I don't know, dude. I put in for a bunch of vacation that I don't have left, and they approved the whole thing. So I'm like, all right, man.
Not my problem at that point.
Is that stealing? Is that stealing?
If they're going to approve it, then... And by the way, it goes through a system. Like, there is a list. Like, you have to go through, and it tells you how many hours you have left for vacation time, and that goes to our boss. So what I'm saying is, if they approved it, that's on them.
And I know you love stuff like that. So you go through, and you're like, you know, 8 hours equals a day and all of this other stuff, but... We have contracts also that say we get a certain number of days and all those kind of things. And I don't honestly know what I've used and what I haven't. And some of it was, you know, because my stepmom died earlier this year and I had to handle all that stuff. And so I know some of it was, okay, that's personal and that's bereavement and that's, you know, this and that and the other. Well, whatever. So I just, my thought yesterday was, I'll just put in for it. And if they kick it back, no worries, bro. I'll come in.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. So I put it in. Approved.
Or they'll just, your check will be a little light first of the year when you garnish your wages.
Oh, that could. Well, honestly, I'd rather have the heads up of, yeah, come in and work. I'd rather do, I'm not that worried about it. But yeah, well. But the last first pick of the year.
Wow. Is
coming up next. Disney on Ice tickets, Mickey's Search Party, Thomas and Mack Center, second week of January. The Intersect Festival is this weekend. Supposed to be rain today. I'm going to make a Toy Drive proclamation that I don't recall ever making, and for sure I haven't made this proclamation in the last 10 years. It affects the Intersect Festival.
Okay.
Okay, but we've got tickets if you want them. That's a big music festival this weekend. Las Vegas Bowl tickets for those. This is Las Vegas Bowl's shaping up to be very, very interesting. If it's Washington State and Boise State, do you know how many Washington State Cougars we have in this town? Washington State has one of the top hospitality schools in the country.
It's
UNLV, it's Cornell, and Washington State. We have a ton. We have a ton of Cougars.
Didn't know that. That's interesting.
So it's looking like it might be Washington State and Boise State. So those tickets are going to be a pretty hot item. So four tickets for the Las Vegas Bowl. Madame Tussauds tickets. Here's the great thing about that, because right about the time when you've had enough of your relatives, hey, let's go to Madame Tussauds. I happen to have free tickets. Get them out of your house.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So I'm sure if you've watched the weather forecast or whatever, you've heard that there's supposed 100% chance of rain today. Spence looked outside a minute ago. Where's that 100% chance? Yeah. It's in prim from what I understand.
Coming up to 15?
It's heading this way. So rain today, maybe a little bit for the very first part of Toy Drive tomorrow. Maybe, which is always fun.
Right.
Because we're kind of slapping it together anyway on that first morning.
Yeah.
And then really the rest of day one is a lot of, because we do full broadcast and it's mostly downstairs. Then after the show is over tomorrow, then they'll move all the broadcast stuff upstairs, up on top of the scaffold.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll finish putting together all the, you know, all the stuff up there. And generally everything down below is pretty much set.
Yeah.
But the rain will throw a little bit of a wrench in that. But I'm here to tell you, and I don't think I've ever said this, this looks like, honest to God, perfect weather all the way through.
Oh,
for me.
Yeah.
If you're asking me, it's perfect weather. And on my phone, and I don't know what it is, AccuWeather or whatever they use, my phone says cloudy and 57 and down to 43 at night. So it's just cold enough to be cold. And the daytime is not hot. You know what I mean?
It's just cold enough to where, like, you can feel it, too, when you come down. Like, it still has a Christmassy feel to it. So you love that.
When you come down to Toy Drive?
Toy Drive, yeah.
When you come to Toy Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just cold enough to be cold.
Yep.
It's not going to be warm. It's, you know, like 70. So it should stick in that 55 to 60 range. There's only literally It says Monday's going to be sunny. Oh, now it's changed from yesterday. But then next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it looks like sunny. So chances of melanoma are lessened,
okay.
which is good. And it looks on my again, what is it? Oh, it's Weather Channel. A, I trust them. And B, they don't get excited about rain and stuff. So they're like 10%, 20%, most of the day, 0% precipitation. And the wind doesn't look to be an issue.
That's a blessing.
So
right there.
Honest to God, there's nothing, ain't nothing standing in our way.
Yeah.
Although I got bad news.
What?
There's a group of people called Hammer and Cycle.
Oh yeah.
Hammer and Cycle. They're nuts. They're hipster. They're like a hipster bike gang.
Yeah.
By bike, I mean bicycle.
Yeah.
Their motto is live to ride, ride to drink. And they get on their bicycles and they ride around downtown and go to bars and they look like a bike. You know what they look like? And I hope I'm not offending anybody if they're listening. But they look like a Disney gang. You know when you go to Disneyland and there's people in their gang jackets?
Yeah.
They're Disney gang jackets. They're like denim jackets, but they look, and it looks like Hell's Angels, but it's Mickey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what these guys do. And they're awesome. And every year, in exchange for their like 100 and some odd bikes, so there's like 50 of them, they show up on their bicycles and then trucks are coming behind them. They've got like, I don't know, 100, 150. I think they had 200 bikes last year. And in return, I play Slayer for them. I give them a full minute of Slayer. And they go nuts.
That's great.
Apparently there's been a rift in the force and they're not coming.
Oh no.
They couldn't pull it together. And I said, "Yes, am I going to miss your bicycles?" Absolutely. So, by the way, we've got a little ground to make up.
Right.
But I'm just going to miss them.
Yeah.
And it bums me out. And I guess that's kind of the thing of Toy Drive too. Yes, do we need toys, bikes, and gift cards? Yes. Do we love to see you? Also, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just as important. So, wow, Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
No, wow.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow. And one more time for 2019.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Do you have a funky ornament on your tree?
Not on my tree, but I have one on my parents' tree. Yes.
What is it?
I think it was supposed to be a star, but you know when you're in like elementary school and they're like, here's some popsicle sticks and you get to make an ornament for your family. I made what appears to be some sort of star. It only has 3 popsicle sticks left on it, and then it looks to be a little bit of glitter, and that's about it. My mom insists on hanging it every single year, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, and by funky, I mean it stands out. It's different. It's one of these kids, mm-hmm. not like the others. We're saying I have a Russell Wilson figurine, and you damn right that's on my tree.
Uh-huh. Why
I have a Russell MVP. Wilson figurine, but it stands out. The rest of the tree is very tasteful. It's very, very Pottery Barn. It's lovely. My wife puts a lot of work into it, and it's all, and it's kind of a cream colored motif.
Okay,
you know, from top to bottom, it's a little pencil tree, very thin, tall. Yeah, and there's Toy Drive ornaments, duh,
uh-huh.
and Russell Wilson.
Of course.
What do you have that is unique on your tree that, you know, that just kind of stands out? 702-364-9898. Somebody's getting first pick of the prizes next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, that's prominent, isn't
yes.
it? Do you have a funky ornament on the tree? Do you have something out of the ordinary, like it just kind of sticks out a little bit?
Once a year, I do something stupid and whatever, and I put it up. This year, I took a tuna can lid, I put a hole on top, and I just put in Sharpie Xmas on it and just throw it on the tree. And then I wait to find out who notices, why is that on the tree?
There's a lot of, y'all people are dirty.
Okay.
There's a lot of that, from Santa and Mrs. Claus to gingerbread people.
Oh,
gingerbread! They don't even have pieces parts. The gingerbread folk.
Right.
Yeah. Well, compromising positions, I believe is the word you're looking for. The Christmas pickle, an Elvis figurine the kids made in shop class, a locket of grandma's ashes.
Oh,
no.
I wonder why she's with you every year for Christmas.
Yeah. You know what it is? That's one of those where you read it and you initially think of it and you go, but it is different. I don't have that on my tree. Yeah.
That's for sure.
I don't have that. Mm-mm. Kelly on the east side, do you have a very unique ornament on your tree?
Hey, Chet, I do. It's a Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville wreath.
how did that make the cut?
Because of I love Jimmy Buffett.
There you go. It's simple. It's just,
all right.
Yeah, it's just this wreath, and it's a little porcelain wreath, and it has a parrot head next to it.
I'm going to say, are you a parrot head?
Yeah. Of course.
That's funny. JJ, what's the funky ornament on your tree?
It's a sprint car, 1/18 scale sprint car. It's a race car.
Oh, okay, I've seen those. Yeah.
Just because that's your jam.
It's actually my uncle. It's his car.
Oh, for real?
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. And you know what? It's actually a Hustler sponsored sprint car at that.
Oh, good.
Oh, you know what? Bonus points.
Class it up.
Points there. Charlie on the west side, what's the funky ornament that's on your tree?
Okay, so I have... They're pipe cleaners that I made into my family when I was in like the sixth grade. This is on my mom's tree, but I set it up for her every year. There's like six of them. And over the years, I'm 34 years old now, they've become so mangled, but they stick out like crazy on the tree every year. And I asked my mom, you know, is it time to get rid of these things? One's missing an arm. One only has like half of the head on it. They're like stick figures. But they just stick out like crazy, and it's to the point that it's like creepy. I'm trying to get her to get rid of them, but she just loves them.
She loves them. It's a memory.
All I can think of in my head is, remember the movie Blair Witch Project? All I can think of is that it's some sort of like devil worship on your tree.
Something like that, yeah.
Do they still do that in schools? Make stuff out of pipe cleaners? Because it's the weirdest thing in the world. These are designed to clean.
We now turn to our resident childhood expert, Lil Jess,
because
she got 11-year-old, so we all turn. Lil Jess,
in pre-K and kindergarten, yes. Yeah, popsicle sticks, pipe cleaners, all that. The googly eyes, everything.
That's the thing that's keeping those guys in business, the pipe cleaner guys.
Exactly. Nobody smokes a pipe anymore.
Well, not those pipes.
Oh.
Do you use those pipe cleaners for those pipes?
That's for smoking pipe.
I understand, but what I'm saying is for the pipes that are in use these days.
I don't know.
In modern times, then do they use those pipe cleaners for those pipes?
I never use a pipe. I don't know.
I even have a couple packs at home just in case. You know,
of pipe cleaners?
The colorful ones, just in case Dwayne gets bored and stuff. I'm like, oh, let's create something.
And emerging. And you know how this goes, too. Just in case he comes home and he's sitting there playing video games, you're like, did you get your homework done? And he goes, oh, yeah, I forgot. I have a project that's due tomorrow. How long have you known about this? September. Like, oh, thank God I've got pipe cleaners. Because that always happens. Oh, wait, you have a DLK, you have a pickle ornament on your tree.
Yes, we do. We hide the pickle on our tree. Yep.
Hide the pickle.
You hide the pickle in the first, and if you find it, you're supposed to get an extra present. It's a German thing. Our neighbors introduced us to it.
Yeah, see, it sounds dirty when you say hide the pickle. But
and it is, but in this case.
Well, but not in this case.
No.
I feel like
it
would be really
I
feel like it would be easy to find it though. Like
you can hide it really well.
Yeah, hide it back deep in.
Depends how small and big it is, you know.
Depends
on that. Doesn't it?
You know, I hold it. Yeah, oh, sorry. I can't, there's no way I can get around this that it doesn't sound inappropriate. So we're going to move on. Sharon in the Northwest, what's your weird ornament that you have on your tree?
So one year, my husband and I decided to make spirit animal ornaments, and long story short, I was very squirrel-brained and normally on top of things and couldn't figure out what our traditional create-your-ornament was going to be for the year, so I picked a squirrel, and then I glued a bottle of wine to it.
Hell yeah. Why not? It makes a lot of sense. And just because I think this is cute, Donna, what's the unique ornament on your tree?
My daughter, when she was in elementary school, made a reindeer out of wood clothespins. And every year it goes on the tree and it sits right at the tip. Aww. So it's very visible.
And that's your
fan.
What'd you say?
I've had to glue the eyes back on a couple of times because they've fallen off.
Yeah, but that's your daughter's Christmas ornament, yeah. And it shall be on the tree every year, just like my Russell Wilson. That's right.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Chet Buchanan Show.
You know what's coming up? Toy Drive's coming up. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the story of, is Adam Sandler the most famous guy to ever be at a Toy Drive?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler, Nick Carter.
Ooh, Nick Carter.
Because
Nick Carter's actually been to Toy Drive. Adam just called in.
Solid. You know what? Yeah, you would have to, and by you, I mean me, would have to say participant.
Yeah.
Maybe the most famous Toy Drive participant, Adam Sandler. Anyway, so I've always liked Adam Sandler. I always thought he kind of got a rough ride from some folks. But of course, then when somebody shows up 2 years in a row with a $10,000 check each time, attention to make you look at him, you know.
Yeah.
Give him a second look. And then we've just found out that he really is a genuinely good dude. That's why we're very excited. The National Board of Review gave Adam Sandler the Best Actor Award for this movie, Uncut Gems, that's coming out.
That's what I've heard. He's amazing in it.
They're saying that he might win an Oscar.
Whoa.
Comes out on December 13th.
Wow.
Yeah.
The first legit acting award that Adam Sandler's ever gotten. He's won Teen Choice Awards, Kids Choice Awards, People's Choice Awards, MTV Movie Awards, along with 9 Razzies and dozens of Razzie nominations. The closest that he had ever come to a serious acting award before was he got a Golden Globe nomination for when he was in Punch Drunk Love back in 2002.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't win. So they're saying now, Gotham Awards, which is coming up. I guess these are all like the precursors. You know what I mean? These
amazing.
Are
kind of tee them up for the Oscars.
Yeah, the indicators.
Okay.
The National Board of Review, Gotham Awards, Independent Spirit Awards, and the Satellite Awards, and they're all saying that he's probably going to do well, and there's an outside chance that he may get Oscar Best Actor Love, Adam F. Sander.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Sandler. The other guy. I'm blown away.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
Oh, it looks amazing.
It looks so good, and he transforms in it.
Although, I am one of those people too, and this was even before Adam's involvement in Toy Story. I like the movie. What's the thing about Zohan? Don't mess with the Zohan. I've always liked that movie. I don't know why, because it's horrible and it's weird, and I kind of dig that about it. This character in Uncut Gems is very Zohan. It's very Zohan.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Like a lot of other people, like most of us, I try to eat right. I'm excited about after Toy Drive, kind of getting back into a fitness thing. My wife and I were walking for a long time.
Yeah.
We kind of gotten away from that. First it was too hot, then it was too cold. So we'll get back into it and all that. I'm looking forward to that. But man, there is just mounting evidence that you're doing it wrong. If you want to live a long and happy life, I think all that effort is to waste. There's a World War II veteran in Pennsylvania. His name's Andrew Slavonic. He just turned 102 years old. He fought in WWII. It's 102. Now, I don't know if Andrew's angling to get somebody to back a truck up to his house or what his deal is, but they, of course, like they always do, the news goes out, talks to the 102-year-old guy, and says, "What do you think your secret to life is?" And he busts out with this.
"Well, I tried several other beers, but they just didn't feel like the right one. So I came across Coors Light with its flavor and light."
By the way, let's go how many times he says Coors Light in here. He's trying to get, you can tell he's
endorsement or something like that.
Although, I don't know. he sounds sincere. Sounds like, you know, I tried all the other ones.
So I came across Coors Light with its flavor and light, and I really enjoyed it. Been drinking it for the last 15, 20 years. We drink more than one a day. Sometimes we have two, sometimes I have three. We got to have that one at 4 o'clock, though. That's the most important one.
That's the most important one. So he only says Coors Light once. But I don't you think somebody's got to be backing
to be
up
influencer.
A truck soon?
How they do not give him a lifetime supply of beer, which won't be a lot, is amazing.
I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it. Yeah, how much do you have to bring? Couple cases.
Yeah, no,
but the 4 o'clock one's important. So I can't tell. Is the 4 o'clock, is he saying that's when you're done with your day and you have the 4 o'clock beer and maybe two or three? Right. Or is your boy here just getting started at 4 o'clock? When I don't know, but
that's awesome.
102 years old, and he says the secret is Coors Light.
Noted.
And there you go. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It almost doesn't seem right, but Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
I can't believe it.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow, about 24 and a half hours from now. I'll be heading up to the top of the 30-foot scaffold where I'll stay for the remainder of the 12 days until Monday morning, the 16th of December. And in that time, we have to try and figure out a way to fill 37 trucks full of toys, 8,758 bikes, $505,449 in cash and gift cards. We have until Monday morning, the 16th at 10 a.m. to get it done. We need you. And we just need one. Just one toy, one bike, one gift card, whatever you can do. No, there's nothing too small. Just new unwrapped toys.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go.
Can't say this enough. You can come by anytime you want.
Yep.
And it's important to note, obviously, Chet lives on the scaffold, does not come down. He's there. He's going to sleep. He may not greet you at 3 in the morning. In fact, I think the odds are he will not. But there's some...
It's happened.
It has happened, but my point is there is somebody there to accept whatever donation you can bring at any moment of the day.
Everybody always asks, how do you sleep up there? Because literally, it's right on Sahara,
yeah,
which may be the busiest surface street in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Somebody told me that.
Might be.
That it is. I sleep like an angel.
Good.
Because I'm exhausted. I'm not saying it like, oh, poor me. No, it's just that.
You work the entire time. If you come down to Toy Drive during daylight hours and nighttime hours as well, this is what amazes me, is you greet everybody, as many people as possible. You're constantly working. You're doing breaks to let people know what's going on every hour.
Yep.
And you talk to everybody. So yes, you are exhausted.
It's pretty much my job. I'm the greeter.
Will you?
I am. I'm like the guy at Walmart.
Greeter.
I don't even have one of those spongy pads for my feet.
I might get you a little name tag that says Chet on it.
Nobody will see it. I'm Chet 30 feet up. We could just tell them it's there. Yeah. Nobody will know.
Right.
Will you be doing some Facebook Lives this year, by the way?
Nah.
Okay.
No, of course I will. No, we'll be all over social media and all of that kind of stuff. And then listen... Just keep listening to 98.5 KLUC and go to KLUC.com, all the social media platforms. I mean, we'd be, you know, it'd be ridiculous not to.
Yeah.
And it all starts tomorrow.
I can't believe it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm at right now.
Right.
I'm like, let's go. So ordinarily we do this thing called the P1's Court. If you're listening on purpose, like somebody, you're not stuck in the car with somebody who's listening, you're like, oh, you know, but if you're listening on purpose, you're a P1. And sometimes we'll throw up, it's astounding. A close second behind, honestly, how astounding this community is for Toy Drive. The close second is how many people are willing to reach out and entrust us with drama that's going on in their life.
Right.
To get the advice of other people.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty good about protecting people's identities.
Yeah.
And I think so it's a safe space.
Yeah.
In that fashion, I don't know. The more I'm looking at this, it might need a P1's court. So usually, what we'll do is we'll throw the problem out and let P1's weigh in. So if you want to, you can. And there's no rules. You can call 702-364-9898 whenever you want. And honestly, we'd love for you to be a part of the show. This was one of those where it's like, I don't know. Do we need to get people's opinions? But Okay. So one of our P1s has a friend that's been dating a guy for just over a year. She has come to the conclusion that he does not treat her very well. And so it's not going to work out. She decided to break up with him and almost did it a couple of weeks ago. But then he started hinting around about a couple of very nice Christmas gifts that he bought for her. This guy, and this is the words of the P1, he's immature. He almost always chooses hanging out with his friends over hanging out with her. They're pretty sure he's cheated on her more than once. Different girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like he's one night stand cheater guy.
Hmm.
You know, pretty good looking young, but he's got a lot of growing up to do. But apparently, dude is loaded. And I guess a few times he's bought her stuff in the thousands of dollars.
Nice.
She apparently is wearing a $10,000 diamond necklace.
Oh, my God.
And she doesn't come from money. So that's, you know, that's a thing. So now she's thinking about sticking it out until after the holidays. Her thing is, well, he doesn't treat me very well. You know, she's having a crisis of conscience and she's going, well, I'm literally staying for the gifts. Does that make her a gold digger? Does it make her shallow? Or because this guy is kind of a jerk, does he deserve it? Initial thoughts, Kayla?
I don't know if you want him.
No, spit it out.
Yeah, you have to leave because as much as you like the gifts, they're just going to be reminders of a crappy relationship.
Oh, stop.
That's that. I'll tell you, gifts like that, they don't remind me anything. Like,
if I had a $10,000 necklace from him, I'd just be like, once we broke up, I'd probably sell it. Because
great.
I'm like,
great.
That's what I'm saying. But like, why? I don't know. I'm putting myself in her situation. I wouldn't be able to stay with him.
I'm putting myself in her situation. Stay.
I want a Peloton bike now.
I would love to take high moral ground on this and say that she's a gold digger. No. If you're that sure that there's some ifs here. There's some gray area.
Yeah.
If you're that sure he's cheated on you.
No, that's true. I didn't think about the cheating.
And if he treats you like crap, then who cares? You probably won't have to see him that much. You know what I mean? So who cares?
And I struggle with it because I'm like, yeah, go get what you want to get. But then I look on the other side and go, aren't you kind of a prostitute in a way?
Okay, so?
Well, no, and by the way, if you want to do that, I guess from the conscience standpoint, which she's having to struggle with.
Yeah.
Aren't you really pretty much accepting payment for that?
This is why you need to be the angel or devil, I'm not sure which, on your shoulder.
Yeah.
That says, do it. Take the Peloton bike. You know, or the whatever. Is he paying for the subscription? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Does the subscription come with it? Because $39 a month, it's still $39.
If I can't get the online spin class, I don't want it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it even. I don't know if the thing even works without the online spin class. Okay, so you're out.
I'm break out on it.
Stop.
She's not a gold digger, but I definitely think she needs some therapy. But at the same time, I'll take a few presents and then I'll be out.
You're not here. You're taking it. I know.
We are here for the therapy. That's our role is the therapy right now. That's what our job is. Oh, look, people want to weigh in. Okay. So it's a full on P1's point, Ben. What do you think? Should she take the gifts or should she get out?
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This has turned into a full-blown P1 score. P1s are the folks who listen on purpose. And there's room for you to get in at 702-364-9898. So apparently there's a situation. Girl's been dating a guy for over a year. He doesn't treat her well. The quote, again, is he is immature. He would much rather hang out with his friends over hanging out with her. 9 times out of 10, he chooses friends over her. Doesn't treat her very well. They're pretty sure that he's cheated on her more than once. But he's wealthy. And he has given her the impression. She's like, I know there's no future. And was going to break up with him a few weeks ago. But he has dropped numerous hints that he's going to buy expensive gifts for Christmas. And she's thinking about sticking it out till after Christmas just to get the gifts. Does that make her shallow? Does that make her a gold digger? Does that make, or does he deserve it? And ordinarily, like I was saying, I'd love to take the high moral ground. Oh, I'm so sad. One of the callers dropped that said, well, you know what? She's getting compensated for her time.
Tolerating his behavior.
I don't love this. You know what I mean? I don't love it. But I don't hate it either. You know what I mean? I guess I don't, and I'm not trying to be in the middle. So I'm going to jump to the side of, yeah, go ahead, stick it out.
Stick it out. Take the gifts.
Stick it out, get your stuff, walk away.
I say no, leave. Because you don't want to stoop to his level. He's a scumbag. You're not a scumbag. I get that the presents are tempting and everything, but don't get down to his level because he thinks he can buy you.
Who cares?
It sounds like...
But that's the whole thing. Is in his expectation, he thinks that he can just throw money at a situation and you'll stay and it's fine.
Who cares what he thinks? He treats you like crap. Who cares?
And it sounds like she's been putting up with this stuff for a long time, so... What's the difference in continuing?
A couple of more ones.
Oh, that's funny too. I didn't think.
I mean, it's not. Oh, now if we're gonna go, oh my God, you got to take a stand on your morals.
Mondo, why are Spence and I horrible people?
Oh God! You know, I'm just disappointed in Kayla. I mean,
oh,
this is, you know,
honestly,
I'll be real honest with you. You women are so much better at this, and right now, hearing this story, I'm kind of sad. I really am, because you know. As far as I'm concerned, you know, go get your stuff, you know, deal with it, whatever. But, you know, stop making the dude sandwiches in bed, you know, and let the guy break up with you. I mean, at that point, you're not happy anyway, but why worry about, you know, losing out on all this stuff that potentially he's going to give you because he's got some issues. But why should you have to make him happy? Just let him leave you at one point. But until then, oh, hey, thanks for this.
All right.
Thanks for that.
No, I got you.
I don't get it. You're way better at this than you guys give yourself credit for. I have no idea why this is a problem.
I got you. Although, by the way, I'm seeing that this is, now it's changed. It's shifting. But initially, this was divided along gender lines.
Right.
Guys were the ones who were going, take the stuff. Why are you going to put up with it for another month? And then women were saying... You know, like, for example, Katie, why are Spence, Mondo, and I all horrible people?
Mama did not raise y'all right.
How dare you speak of my mother? Mary Lou Price was a saint.
If my mom knew that that's how I was being treated, my mom would have slapped me silly.
Right. Okay. It sounds like you're only able to get this out in small pieces because you're so worked up. Is that accurate? Or are you hiding?
This is my first time dropping him off. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, she's doing other things. I can tell.
Stuff going
thank
on.
You, Katie. No, we could, and thank you so much for sticking it out. We appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, I could tell there's something else going on. Brittany is playing this right down the middle. Okay, Brittany, give us both sides of this.
Okay, so I feel Christmas, I would probably stay. That's just how I feel I would be. But then in a sense, it depends on how bad you're being treated, because he's wealthy at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, he can keep buying you wealthy presents to get you to stick around, and you're going to keep sticking around for it because that's your mentality of it.
You know what's funny?
But
my feeling on his motivation is just that he just does that. He's just showing off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's doing it to get her to stick around. I think he's just doing it because, hey, look at me. Look what I bought.
Yeah, like I can buy you, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why it feels so tainted to me, is that, like, he really does feel like he can just buy her.
No.
Based on his actions.
It's not about her at all. It's about him.
No, it's about his ego.
Yeah, it's about his ego. So fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play your little ego game, bro.
And it's worked, by the way. Yes. She stuck around.
Damn.
So why would he think it works?
Yes, but then what happens when you stick around and you don't get a good gift? What if it was just his ego talking?
Well, then you walk.
So
then you leave.
If you're able to deal with the fact of that, then stay. But just know, at the end of the day, he has to walk away.
Language.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
No, you know what? You're passionate. I love that.
I can appreciate it.
You're passionate and you trust us enough to do that. So thank you.
All right.
No, that's good. Merry Christmas. We'll see you.
Merry
happy
Christmas
holidays. We'll see
guys.
You at Toy Drive.
Happy.
Feels like we should say that. Yeah, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, all of that. Samantha, do you stick it out or no?
Nope. Don't stick it out. I was just recently dropped somebody because of that. Because he has money and everything, and he does stuff for me. He buys me clothes and whatever, okay? He's very well to do, but he called me a project one day, and I'm like, excuse me? So that pissed me off. So I forgave him for that and gave him another chance. And then he turns around and throws up in my face what he does for me, and, oh, I could do this for you, and I could do that for you, and I would be so good for you, and you would benefit from dating me and all that. But you know what? It doesn't compensate the mental stress with him. Because he brings up everything he does for you. So I would go to, I want to go to Andre Bocelli. And he was going to buy me tickets to go to see Andre Bocelli. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's not worth the stress or the mentality stress. So,
oh, Andre Bocelli's worth every minute of it.
And don't you take that back. To me, that changes it for me. A little bit. Thank you, Samantha.
It's like he's holding it over her head, like, oh, I know that you seem a little distant. Remember when I bought you that diamond necklace?
You know, yeah, but you know what? You know what made this? You know what? And I realized what made this for me is the fact that she doesn't spend any time with him anyway.
Yeah.
No. So if you're together all the time and it's that kind of a relationship, no, that's mentally abusive. Get out. You know what I mean? But if they're pretty sure that he's cheating, but they can't prove it.
He'd rather hang out with his friends than with her.
And all of that. So you're basically just kind of, you're not even, my thought was that the effort to benefit ratio was in your favor in a large way. That's what I thought. Nicole, you're sticking it out?
I would stick it out for the same reason that you just said. 9 times out of 10, he doesn't want to hang out with her. So what's 3 weeks? You see him a couple of times.
Right.
I mean, you've already put up with him for this long. Stick it out. It's only 3 weeks till Christmas at this point.
Yeah, and any sort of abuse, no. Absolutely.
No, of course not. No.
Mental or physical abuse, absolutely not.
Don't tolerate that stuff, but maybe you just get lost.
You shouldn't be there now. But
no type of abuse, but if he's just being a lazy bum of a boyfriend, and... stick it out 3 weeks.
Hey, real quick, if you are going to break up with him, if you're listening, give him a little Jess's number. Because I think lots of gifts.
Well,
I'm not staying, but I'll collect the gifts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe just a little thing until New Year's.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Giving Tuesday yesterday. Hopefully you've kept a little left over for Toy Drive, which starts tomorrow. One toy, one bike, one gift card. NV Energy, everything's the same. Everything is as it has been for like the last 12 years. In fact, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, Johnny Katz, who writes for the RJ, was asking, are there any twists? And at first I wrote back, You know, we've tried concerts, climbing walls, climbing wall was okay. That was pretty good.
That was fun.
Concerts, climbing wall, until NV Energy went, whoa, that's not on our insurance.
Yeah.
You have that go away. We've had
food trucks.
Food trucks, snow come down from Mount Charleston. We've done everybody, and especially when there's somebody new that comes in to the mix, you know, to the planning part of Toy Drive.
Yeah.
So we go, oh, I'll tell you how I make Toy Drive great. And then we try all that stuff. Nobody cares about any of that. So I was writing that back, and then I went, oh, he means like when Nick Carter was Saint Santa Nick last year. And that I don't know.
You're our Nick Carter contact. So if you wanted another Nick Carter appearance, I think that's you.
I think that came organically. I don't know that I had that much to do with it. It just happened to be that there was a relationship. But so the point being, though, no, Toy Drive is Toy Drive. And you guys have said that this is how you want it. You want to come and see the Sea of Bikes.
Yep.
You want to come and get your I donated sticker. You know, and you want to take pictures.
Grab your ornament, all that.
And grab your ornament.
Mm-hmm.
But there's Toy Drive is Toy Drive. And it starts tomorrow. So hopefully you got a little left over after Giving Tuesday. So here's why I bring that up. There was a website yesterday that here's great things you can do on Giving Tuesday. This is a huge discussion last night. One of the things on the website was that on Giving Tuesday, that you don't always have to give money.
Okay.
By holding a door open for someone, that counts on Giving Tuesday. What? Does holding a door open count on Giving Tuesday? It's a good deed.
It is a nice gesture, yes.
I don't think it's a good deed. It's manners.
Yeah, but some people don't realize that. Like, I've had plenty of people that just open the door and then don't hold it for you.
Right, but that's what she's saying is that's manners.
Yeah.
Those other people have poor manners.
So I think that would count. I think it's just a day of kind gesture. For me, it's how I look at it.
I thought you were supposed to give money to people. Or, you know, or like volunteer.
Yeah, right. Quality time.
Yeah, so if you're at the shelter and you're holding door and you're volunteering time and you're opening doors for people, then that counts. But if you're just doing it...
If you're at the mall,
walking into Best Buy, no, you should just do that. It doesn't count for Giving Tuesday.
So no?
No, because you're being a human being. That's every day.
I get it. I get it. But is it not a good deed?
It is, but it's not Good Deed Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday.
No, but that's because not everybody can give money.
I understand that, but you can volunteer. That's how you not give money. That's not... You're going to sit outside of Best Buy all day and open doors?
Look, it wasn't on my website.
Oh, I know.
It was on the web. The average person does 5 good deeds a month, and holding the door was listed as a good deed.
No.
I do feel really nice when someone holds the door for me. I just look at it as like a kind gesture. That's all. And on Giving Tuesday, sometimes it's all you need.
So you're a no?
I'm yes. That's totally Giving Tuesday worthy.
Oh, okay. So you're a yes.
Yes.
It counts.
It counts.
You are a...
No.
You're a
it
no.
It does not count.
Spence?
I'm with Jess.
Yeah, I'm an O. Kayla Jo Walker. On the island!
Always.
No, not always.
Wait, nobody's arguing that it's a good deed. I'm fine with it. It's a good deed.
No, apparently you are arguing that it's a good deed.
I'm arguing that it doesn't count for Giving Tuesday is what I'm saying.
I think you're covering your butt with this.
No, I don't. I open doors.
No,
it's
a nice thing. It does qualify as good deed. Yeah. Right. Does it count for Giving? Okay, so we all agree it's a good deed. Does it count for Giving Tuesday? Kayla says yes.
It does,
because
yes.
It's a good deed, it counts for Giving Tuesday.
No.
And I say no. I think that's something... God, but how do you qualify that? Because if it is a good deed,
like,
and part of Giving Tuesday is good deeds.
I don't think this is a good deed, holding a door open.
Some people can't give their time on Giving Tuesday to go volunteer. Like, some people have to work 18 hours a day to make ends meet, to make money and all that stuff so they can survive. So the idea of even the kindest gesture could be what they can contribute
Understood.
On Giving Tuesday.
And let's say they're working those 18 hours a day on Giving Tuesday. So then go volunteer on Wednesday. You're not working 18 hours a day every day of the week. Most people anyway. I'm sure maybe there are some. It doesn't count.
helping someone. Okay, here are the Americans carry out five good deeds a month. America's top five good deeds on Giving Tuesday. So, okay, so Kayla says yes, holding the door counts. Spence, little Jess, and I say no. Helping someone with directions, does that count?
No, you're just help. You're being a human being.
It's a good deed.
That is a good deed.
I'm not arguing that's a good deed.
I know, but if it's a good, but a good deed's a good deed, right?
Yeah.
don't give up.
No, I'm not giving up. I'm saying under the scope of Giving Tuesday, no, it doesn't count.
Let someone with fewer items go in front of you in line at a store. Does that count for? So your point is that Giving Tuesday only either it has to be A, money, or B, some sort of written down in stone volunteer position?
Volunteering, like spending time volunteering, as opposed to being a normal human being.
I just volunteered to hold that door. Nobody made me.
That's true. You're absolutely
playing
right.
Playing devil's advocate. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the role of devil's advocate is Chet Buchanan.
Yeah, it just depends on your definition. The whole thing is my definition of giving to someone is giving, I guess, manners.
Okay, direction. Okay,
nice
so directions.
People.
Directions? No.
No.
Letting somebody go in front of you at the store?
No. I'll do it. But
that's
no.
A really good deed, though. But that's above and beyond for me. That might count. Helping somebody cross the street.
That is closer. If it's an older person who needs help, then that's a little more.
Well, who else are you helping?
I don't know who
small
these people
children?
Are.
Who are these other people that you might
kids?
Be helping that don't need that
don't
apparently
want the help? Here, I'm going to assist you across the street.
If you complete a chore. What? Complete a chore. Okay. Oh, or run an errand. If you complete a chore or run an errand for a family member or friend, does that count?
No.
Yes.
I think that counts.
You're giving of your time.
What's
you're giving of your
that,
time.
What's the difference between that and completing a chore or running an errand for Opportunity Village?
Because that's helping out people that need help. You can
apparently
do it on your
friend
own.
Apparently your friend needed help.
But that doesn't count as giving of your time. It's just your friend. You should help your friend.
They could do it on their own.
They should
without
you, should
you
help
if
your
you don't
or
if
your
you
family.
Don't do it, it'll get done.
I just don't think it counts.
I think in this case that one counts.
Then every day is Giving Tuesday in my world.
Yeah, well, every day you should live your life like Giving Tuesday.
We all know you're a solid human being. No one's saying that
Giving Tuesday is about volunteering. I know, because you're just trying to find
I don't know what I was trying to argue.
It's about giving time and volunteering and helping out in that way, not opening doors.
Oh, my goodness. We spent a long time.
I know, right?
Teresa, Zalima, and Melissa, we will get to you. And anybody else who wants to jump in, 702-364-9898. Does holding a door count for Giving Tuesday? Can you say, I participated? I held a door. If you let somebody in line at the store, if you give somebody directions, if you help somebody across the street, or if you run an errand for somebody, doesn't that count on Giving Tuesday, or does it?
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I was trying to think what I just said a minute ago, whether this counts or doesn't count. I think Giving Tuesday, anything you do that is good counts.
That's giving towards someone else.
I think it does count.
If someone else benefits on your gesture and it's a kind gesture, then that's Giving Tuesday.
So the question was, if you hold a door for somebody, because there was a website that goes, here are good deeds for Giving Tuesday. And then, you know, give somebody directions or hold a door or whatever. And so the argument was, does that count? Yes, it counts. Now, if you try to award yourself the Giving Tuesday championship because you held a door, okay, slow down.
Yeah.
But I think I'm with Kayla on that. No longer on the island.
Thank you.
Take Kayla off of the island. I'm with Kayla Jo Walker.
If you're going to go by that
I think
week,
it counts.
If you're going to go by that weak definition, then I guess it does count. I just don't think
you know,
that's
don't
what
try to make it ugly
sport.
Just because you know you're wrong. Don't try to get weird. Don't make it weird. Teresa, does it count? Does holding a door? We'll focus it on that. Does holding a door count on Giving Tuesday?
No.
No.
Thank you, Teresa. Zalima, does holding a door count on Giving Tuesday?
No, absolutely not.
Explain yourself.
No.
So I have a 14-year-old son, and if he thought that that's all he had to do to be giving, I would be so disappointed. It's not decent gesture Tuesday. It's giving. Go out of your way to give a little something.
No,
whether he wants to give an old shirt, donate an old pair of shoes, give his time in helping younger kids like with baseball lessons, do something to go out of his way. But these are things he should be doing regularly. I'm trying to raise a good person.
Nobody's arguing. And by the way, no, that's fine. We can cut the lecture short. You're right. You're 1,000% right. And again, if you're right, if you go to Zalima, if you went to your son and you said, what did you do for Giving Tuesday? And he went, I held a door. Okay. And then what else did you do? I understand. I get that. But I think it still counts. I agree with Kayla.
It's like added sugar onto like the top of it or whatever. It's like the icing on top of all Giving Tuesday gestures.
Does it not count?
I don't think it counts.
Fair enough.
I would be a little disappointed. That that's what he thought was enough. Yeah. I mean, these are things that should be done on a daily basis.
Yeah. Of course they are. But you know what? You should help. You should help other people on a daily basis.
That's what I'm saying. You should donate. You should volunteer on as often as possible.
There are a lot of things we should do.
Yeah, but to paraphrase what she said, it ain't called holding the door open Tuesday.
I understand, but it's also not. But it's I don't know if it's also called. It's not called Mother Teresa Tuesday.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Where I'm bleeding. You know what I mean? It's no. If you go, well, I held the door open. No, then you suck at Giving Tuesday. But at least you did something.
But at least there was some sort of acknowledgement to it.
Melissa, does holding the door, Melissa in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
Does holding the door count as a good deed for Giving Tuesday?
No. I say no. And I think the threshold is it something you would do on a regular basis? If it's something you should be doing every day, then let's call it giving every day, if that counts.
By the way, God bless you for using threshold and providing us with clarity. I like that. No, and
I just think, you should be doing those things every day. And they are good gestures, but giving doesn't have to be money. It could be giving blood. It could be donating, like they said, clothes or something else, volunteering at your kid's school.
Holding doors.
Like that.
Wait a minute. No. What if there's more than five people that go through the door while you're holding? Because honestly, at that point, it really does become a bit of
a... We got to get a punch card for you.
Yeah, it's a little... Yeah. One of them clicker things like they have at Walmart, like the Walmart greeter.
Letting people into the club.
Take over that door holding.
Yeah. On the givingtuesday.org website, it's a day to inspire people to give, collaborate, and celebrate generosity.
Okay.
Generously holding the door for you.
Okay, from Spence has no idea what he's talking about .com.
It's dot org.
This says America's good deeds and the top five good deeds on Giving Tuesday. Where did it say about good deeds in there on Giving Tuesday?
It doesn't say about good deeds on the givingtuesday.org website.
Damn it. Does holding a door count towards Giving Tuesday? Cheryl on the east side.
Yes, it does definitely count because there are people who cannot open the door for themselves. Bam. And also I believe that trash in the street, if you see a piece of trash, pick it up and throw it out.
Yeah, we're just talking about holding doors right now. Let's not get carried away.
I'd like to mention that there's a program called Foster Grandparents that I'm part of, and we volunteer every day in the schools to help children read and with their math.
That's Giving Tuesday, right?
Thank you, Cheryl. No, thank you. That's very nice. Thank you. Tara, last word on this. Tara's in downtown. Is holding a door open on Giving Tuesday, does that count for Giving Tuesday?
It does. If you're a jerk every other day of the week, then I think we need a little positive reinforcement for that guy will do it every day. But every Giving Day with you, so as long as you're up in your game in some small way to move the needle, I say it counts.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going around and they're going, yes, Giving Tuesday, and you're like, oh, I did that. I held a door.
That'd be braggadocious about it.
You buy yourself a T-shirt that says Giving Tuesday champion. Yeah, maybe not.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
What?
Toy Drive starts tomorrow. We got 12 days to try and fill 37 trucks. 12 days to try and find 8,758 bikes. Got 12 days to try and find $505,449 in cash and gift cards. Little over 12 days-ish. Till next. Well, okay, so we got two Mondays. Monday the 16th, 10 a.m. That's how long we have.
Right.
I'd like to start now. And in a way, a lot of people already, you know, a lot of folks have started now.
Yeah, going to a PT's. You go to any PT's, you'll see toys and bikes all along the walls.
By the way, thank you to our friends at Venetian Resort and Sands Cares. You can go to Terrible Herbst, an official sponsor of Toy Driver. They're accepting your donations right now. Helix Electric doing the same thing. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're the sponsors of the Sea of Bikes. Walgreens doing their deal. You know, they had already done the scannable before. Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors are doing it big this year, too. We hope. I know they are.
Yeah.
1 hour heating and air conditioning, not only providing the fire pits, but I know that they'll make a nice donation. Fox 5, you'll see us starting tomorrow morning. We'll be all over that thing till the 16th. Thank you to our friends at Zero Res. District of Green Valley Ranch, the Giving Tree Grove. Don't miss out on that.
I've been like harassing our promotions department about, I'm like, who's going to do a tree this year? I got a lot of people asking, like, what do the trees look like?
What are they
like,
telling you?
They're keeping it so under wraps over there. I keep bothering them about it because I want to tell everybody.
Crap,
so
that means we don't have any.
No, we do. I know we do because people are reaching out. I just want to know what's going to be on the trees.
Coca-Cola providing the trucks, not the injury law, with the bike board. Nevada State Bank with the cash and gift card board. Our buddies at Centennial Toyota, deeply involved. Thank you to Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts, by the way. And I will tell you this right now. We will not have them at Toy Drive. I know this message won't reach everybody.
Right.
But I know you're going to come, hey, you guys got any shirts? No.
No.
We don't. We're collecting at this point. We're not giving yet. Distribution comes later.
Yeah, right.
And it all goes to benefit Help Southern Nevada, and it starts tomorrow. Did I say thank you to the Venetian Resort and Sands Cares?
You did.
Because I should have, but I'll say it again. Can't say it enough.
Can't say it enough.
For their support of the 21st annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. I don't want to get into the sociological race-based conversation that has surrounded the Peloton bike commercials. I don't want to get into the deeper thing because it just no good comes with this. The question that has been raised, are you insulted to get fitness equipment as a gift? Because that is the one thing that has come out of this. Are you insulted if you get fitness equipment as a gift? And I'll start. No, but with a caveat.
Yeah.
No, but there is one thing that has to happen.
All right.
No, you should, and nor should anybody else.
It depends on who it comes from for me.
Unless, we'll fill in the blank.
Okay.
Like if your mom gives you fitness equipment?
As opposed to my boyfriend. Yeah, I'll accept fitness equipment from my mom, but not from my boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far down. I want to give everybody a chance here in just a sec. 702-364-9890. Wait, you said yes, mom, no, boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, I think it's exactly the opposite.
Ooh, interesting.
But I'll explain in like 4 seconds. Havana,
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So I don't want to get into the whole, into all the other implications that everybody's attaching to the Peloton commercial about rich, white, skinny, all of that.
Sexist, I'm not, all
sexist,
that kind of
stuff, yeah, all of that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to do that with this. It's the age-old question, though, and it may help folks headed down the road toward the holidays as you're starting to buy, you know, finish up the gift buying and all that. Are you offended? Are you offended if somebody gets you fitness equipment? And Kayla, you said it depends on who buys it.
Yes. Like, for instance, if my boyfriend bought me fitness equipment, I would be a little insulted by that. But if my mom bought it for me, I'd be like, yeah, that's no big deal.
It's opposite for me, but I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because there's an old thing I remember from math class, you know, like in algebra or whatever, or wherever you got to prove theories, that they would talk about if and only if. You can do this if and only if. You do. I got one of those. I got okay. I got a if and only if in a second. Vicky, you're offended because somebody did this for you at one point.
Yeah, my sister-in-law. So I had a baby in June of 2017. And for Christmas, my sister-in-law thought it would be a good idea to get me a gym membership. And not only did she get me a gym membership, she also gave me like a Groupon for like weight loss injections. Oh. And I was super offended because I'm, hello, it's been 6 months. Yes, I had a baby 6 months prior, but I was losing weight. It wasn't like I was just sitting on my butt doing nothing. I was very offended.
Oh, look at that. Both Kayla and Lil Jess are like, I would like to respond to this comment. However, my if and only if slides right in on this, and I think we'll be able to wrap this up in a nice little bow. Oh, and I'm worried you're going to steal it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, had you said that you wanted a gym membership? Or...
That is the if and only if. That's the only way that you can do this. You have to have had a conversation.
Yeah, because nope. I was going to ask her.
Conversations were had. It was, she had lost a lot of weight a year prior. She had lost like 80 pounds. And I had told her, like, you look great. Like, you look great. What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to the gym every day. Well, that's great. You know, that's awesome. That was the only conversation we ever had about a gym. Like, okay. I never told her,
but do you
I want to lose my weight.
Do you think she was being catty or do you think her heart was in the right? Because it sounds to me like her heart might have been in the right place.
I agree with you on that, yeah.
It's hard to tell. She can be the queen of like backhanded compliments from time to time. So, okay.
Well, Vicky, Vicky, did you have a discussion with your husband about losing weight?
Because I didn't even have to have a discussion with my. Oh no, not about losing weight. But as soon as we opened that gift, his face was like, oh
yeah.
No.
and by the way, and that's everything you need to know. And right there too, where you said. If I ask you, do you think her heart was in the right place? And you answer anything other than, oh, absolutely, her heart. Well, I know she meant it, but I'm taking it poorly or whatever. Yeah. You answer anything other than, yes, her heart's in the right place. Then no, that's a bad
thing. Yeah. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen to that.
That's the deal. My wife wants a fancy hair dryer for Christmas and she's going to get it.
Okay.
And she knows this. But my God, I couldn't just go buy, a hair dryer. That's one step away from kitchen appliance. You know what I mean? And if you haven't
but it's what she wants.
But if you haven't had the conversation of, let's get a new refrigerator for Christmas, or let's get a new vacuum cleaner, and that'll be Christmas.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Then you can't do that.
See, I'm insulted if my significant other gets me gym equipment or anything like that, because you're telling me that you don't like. My body, to me, I take that as you're telling me you don't like my body the way it is.
But if and only if you've had the conversation, let's go back to the Peloton. Let's just say you're watching TV and you go, God, I would love to have one of those. And hopefully you would go, well, maybe you'll get it for Christmas. And it gauges your reaction. Then boom, then you're good. Then you're in the clear. And then if you go, oh, he thinks my butt's too big, then that's your fault.
Because
you've already basically given permission, right?
But if I'm insulted by this, I'd be willing to bet I'm not sitting there going, oh, you know what I could really use? A full-on gym in our house.
That's the different. Again, it goes back to the point, if and only if you've had that conversation, then it's okay to buy fitness equipment, gym memberships, any of that kind of stuff. Oh, I wish I could go back to the gym, but I just can't afford it.
I would not be offended because that money is coming out of their pocket. Gym memberships are not cheap.
No.
Fitness equipment is not cheap.
EOS, $9.95.
I'd be more offended if you got me tickets. EOS, if you got me concert tickets and I'm in the nosebleed section. I'd be more offended at that. You could have sprinted a little bit more in front row.
Ooh, the gift wasn't good enough. Yeah, I don't know.
The value means more to me.
My wife got me cold sculpting. I didn't ask for it.
Right. And then that's wrong. She's calling you a fatty.
Yeah.
And you know, and once again, it comes back around too. Do you think they had evil intent? No way. But if you go, yeah, I'm not sure. No, then that's, yeah, you stay away.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I know we all think that we spend less than this, but the average American spends $28,000 on snacks every year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, in your life. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, woo! Right. Nah, 28. So it's just shy of 500 a year for, you know, for the average lifespan.
Yeah.
922 a week. Does that sound like too much or too little? $9.22 a week on snacks. Too much or too little?
Unfortunately, too little for me.
Yeah, it's too little. I spend.
What do
you
buy?
My wife's budget on Ruffles cheddar and sour cream chips surpasses $10 a week. She devours those.
Oh, yeah. She does, not you.
I don't eat them, no.
Yeah, and I last 2 months when Terribles was doing 60K in 60 days, I'd intentionally go into the store and buy $8 worth of stuff so that way I could press the little wheel. I knew I wasn't going to win, and even if I did hit it, it didn't matter. But like, it was just the point that I wanted to spin the wheel.
Because you're ineligible.
Exactly. So I would do that. So, I mean, on top of all of that, it's minimum $8 there. So I got to spend more than that.
Okay, but without...
Slim Jim,
you're like a cat
donuts,
with a toy. Yeah. I'm just envisioning you just like watching the wheel thing go around. Oh, I gotta spin the wheel. That's really funny.
Yeah. So
I only brought up my wife because I purchase all food items. So I purchase the snacks for the house.
What about for you?
No, I don't buy. I don't spend $10.
I don't snack. I realize I don't. When you do snack, what's your downfall?
Oh, those donuts. Those awful waxy donuts.
So
and you
good.
Are also
I love those.
You are also oddly, and it's got to be the right situation, but a score bar. I've never seen a guy, you know what I'm talking about? SKOR, they got a little toffee inside them and chocolate on the outside.
It's like Scandinavian toffee. It's not Heath toffee. That's American toffee. It's not as good.
I love
it's different. It's just different.
It's funny you're bougie on your toffee. Right? That's funny.
I've never seen a score bar before.
I've not had a score bar, and sometimes I go through waves of it.
Yeah, you know what? You have. You just don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's
it's
one of those things.
Like, yeah.
No, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. You didn't. He's the one that buys them.
Interesting.
What do you do $10 worth?
No. No. I don't think so. Not per week. I don't snack a lot. But I have a hard time turning down Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, but you're not doing $10 a week worth.
No.
And you and I do it a little differently. I bring in fruit and pistachios, which is snacking.
Yeah.
It's just, no, that's part of your meal, isn't it?
Well, no, that's just a snack.
Oh, yeah, you've already eaten breakfast.
So it's not a convenience store. I've got to go get chips snack. But
for me, I'm awful because I am a drink your calorie girl. So mine would be teas from McDonald's or the iced coffees from Jack in a Box. Like, that's where my snacking goes. And it could add up to like $10 or $15.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're like
$10 or $15 a week.
Yeah, because like I don't just get one sweet tea for the day. It could be like three.
Does that count as snacking?
See,
still counts as snacking.
That's,
yeah.
Is that? Well, if she thinks it does,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my snacking.
It goes along with the if you think opening a door counts for Giving Tuesday, I guess it does.
I just thought snacking involved chewing. I thought that was the deal.
It's got to be a solid food item.
Do you have to use a knife and fork?
Liquids. No liquids.
I don't know.
Yeah, is it a meal if you don't use silverware? No, that burger, not a meal. Thank you. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't want to knock it because they throw us a lovely holiday party most years here. No. Why are you blank face?
Because I was trying to think how lovely the holiday party was.
I don't know.
I don't remember last year.
I don't like those things very much.
Yeah, because you cannot be blamed for doing anything if you don't show up. Plausible deniability is what you've said.
Yeah. And usually they're kind enough to schedule it during toy drives.
Well, no. In years, no, because of this, because of that, the last few years, they've made sure to schedule it after so you could attend. And then you don't. Yeah, plausible.
Didn't I last year?
No.
Where was it last year?
Yeah, where was it last year?
I thought it was down on East Flamingo at that restaurant. I can't remember.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? What did you say?
Banditos.
Banditos?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I was out of town.
Yeah, me too. That was where were you?
In Florida.
That's where I was.
No, don't. Do not. I wasn't? You were probably in Washington,
isn't
honestly.
Isn't that where I was?
Yes.
In Florida with
That's
you?
That's right. We were out on the boat together, and we were reminiscing on how everybody
was.
Yeah.
At Snake Island or whatever.
Snake Island. Yeah. Your memory is so good, Chet.
Uh-huh. I'm part of the family now. I spent the night alone on Snake Island. Mm. After toy drive, no big deal.
I went. I had a great time. I I find the people that don't drink, and I grab their drink coupon.
Yep.
Oh, that's what I did. That's why I don't remember it. And that's why you don't remember it.
Oh, that's right.
Aha. They throw us a lovely party. But, man, we are in the wrong business. According to a new study, this number seems high. 76% of companies will give out year-end bonuses to workers this year.
Wow.
Outside of the holiday party. Have you ever had a bonus?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Every year at Miller's Ale House, when I worked at Miller's Ale House in St. Pete, they would shell out a couple 20s for each employee, which was nice. But we did really, really well at that. Ale House, like it was.
Did you ever have a bonus, Lil Jazz?
Yeah, this nightclub I used to host at the end of the year, besides the payment every month and besides the free alcohol, at the end of the year, they gave me $3,000.
Wow.
Dude. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
It was awesome.
I remember when I worked in Washington, I got a $50 gift card to Fred Meyer, which is kind of a Target grocery store place for those people don't promote that.
Well, that goes a long way.
Especially in the 60s. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. Sorry. That was unkind.
So you've never got one?
We had a market, local grocery store, like old school grocery store that was right across the street from the station. And for Thanksgiving, they would give us a voucher to go get a turkey.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, those things are expensive, man.
Yeah, I was 22. What the hell do I need with a turkey? Mom, here's the turkey. Yeah, did you put it in the refrigerator to thaw it? What?
You're supposed to
do that? Yeah, I don't remember how. Oh, 76% giving out year-end bonuses to workers this year. What? You got a coin flip chance of being very happy with what you get. Be happy with whatever.
Yeah.
48% of companies, or just about half, say that they'll get bigger bonuses than last year. Economy's good. Business is good. 48% will give the same amount as last year, and then 4% will give their employees less.
We ain't never got a bonus here.
Never got
Heck
a bonus.
Burr. No.
Never. Never. The top four ways people plan to use it. Well, if you get a bonus, come to Toy Drive, please.
Right?
Because there are a lot of folks that don't get bonuses, and there are also a lot of folks, and not to get too much into this because we got 12 days to talk about it, but man, it only takes one little thing. Yeah. Last night, they had a fundraiser for Robert Smith, who was part of what they call the Hard Way 8 for the Running Rebels back in the day, right before the, it was the first of the Tarkanian teams. Or early Tarkanian teams. Okay. Mid to late 80s.
Gotcha.
Or earlier. No,
late 70s. 70s. Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Mid to late 70s. Was Tark there then?
I don't know.
Anyway, this guy, Robert played on those teams, and then he was a broadcaster. He did the radio broadcast for a long time, color commentator for a long time, and then just had a stroke out of nowhere right before, this fall. And the family is like, because insurance only pays for so much.
That's right. True.
And then, boom, there goes Christmas. Yeah. You know, it's just that easy. Mm-hmm. That's why Toy Drive is important, I guess, to bring that all into a bow. But, man, if you're getting a bonus.
Good for you.
76% of companies. Yay, we're part of that 24%. I knew we were special. It's commercial free. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Yo. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
I may have neglected to mention that it's an Everybody Wins Kayla Showbiz SmackDown. Oh. Now, how bad do you want to play? Lil Jess, who's contestant number one?
Luis Regoza from Northtown.
Hey, Luis, what's your buzzer going to be?
Ding dong.
Easy, simple, classic, ready to go. Who's contestant number two?
Antoinette Tiffett from the West Side.
Antoinette, you've done this before. What's your buzzer going to be?
My buzzer's going to be yes.
I like it. I like it. Spence will be the judge. If who buzzes in first, he shall not be questioned. No. Kayla is the asker of the questions, and here is question number one.
So which strip headliner has reported that his son's cancer has returned? Is that Chris Angel, Steven Tyler, or Barry Manilow?
Yes.
Antoinette.
Barry Manilow?
Luis, is it Chris Angel or Steven Tyler?
I'm going to go with Steven Tyler.
No, Chris Angel, that breaks my heart.
That's awful.
Breaks my heart. Johnny. I haven't seen Chris in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he can come back to Toy Drive. I mean, just if nothing else, I miss our buddy.
Yeah.
But, God, that's terrible news about Johnny Christopher. Just awful. No points. Question two.
Sharon Osbourne went on the talk yesterday and called America's Got Talent. What? A boys club, Very Welcoming, or Simon Cowell's worst show?
Yeah.
I was going to say we scared him.
Yeah, with confidence, Antoinette.
A boys show?
Is it a boys club? That's what she said. Is it worth going? I didn't hear this. Is it worth playing?
It really. I mean, she says that right there.
I'm going to be truthful.
Yeah, be truthful.
It is a boys club.
Yes.
Okay? It is. And the boys take care of each other, and the women are not paid as much as the men. I just go back to Simon's shows, X Factor. He brought to America. Every time it came on, I think there were three seasons different.
I don't want all that. It seems, I get it if Simon makes more money. But I don't get it if Howie, because it is his show.
And she compares it all to having like diminutive, like Simon cast these women to be belittled, like when they had X Factor and they had Demi Lovato, who had just really launched her career and was super successful, and Britney Spears, who was just a younger, intimidated girl. That's what she points out in the whole thing. It's like,
but why would Britney Spears make less money than another dude?
I don't know.
I mean, I get it if you're making less than Simon because Simon's the guy. You're not the guy, but I mean, he's the like owner. The producer, and it's his show,
his company, yeah.
and he's star. But like, if Heidi Klum is making, and this is just for me being a viewer, if Heidi Klum and Mel B are making less than Howie Mandel on America's Got Talent, I think there's a problem,
right?
Yeah.
And it seems weird in 2019. We're still talking about that. One zip, Antoinette, the all-important third and final question. 12 days of Toy Drive starts tomorrow. We'll make it worth 12 giant game-winning points, even though everybody wins.
So the girlfriend of Tekashi 6ix9ine is saying which Migos member is trying to slide into her DMs. Is that Takeoff, Offset, or Quavo?
Ding dong.
Ooh, Luis.
We'll go with Quavo.
Luis shooting his shot with Quavo. If Luis is right, he wins. If he's wrong, Antoinette wins. But it doesn't matter because everybody wins anyway. Is it Quavo? Dramatic pause. Is that? Don't you have to do that?
Yeah.
Quavo.
No,
I thought there was. I thought it was a rule.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it what?
Quavo.
Nice job. Is it Quavo? But the beauty of it is everybody wins. We've got Las Vegas Bowl tickets and Madame Tussauds tickets, and Antoinette gets to choose first. But everybody's a winner. Luis, thank you for playing. Hang on one second. Antoinette, thank you for playing. There can only be one champion, though. Antoinette Tiffett of the West Side gets to hold on to the title for a little bit of time because she is today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
Running Rebels open up conference season tonight. It seems early. It seems odd.
Well, yeah, and they got a game against BYU coming up this weekend. So it's kind of.
But at Fresno State tonight, is that the Taco Bell set? No, that's in Boise. What are they? They got a weird name for theirs in Fresno State. I don't know. But anyway, 7 o'clock tonight, Rebels on the road, opening up conference season. And now, since we got a minute before Greatest Person in the World, final exam in a few minutes too, Disney on Ice tickets. It's an easy one. It's toy drive. It's just simple. Yep. It's time for Interpreting Hockey Talk with Kayla Jo Walker.
Okay.
Golden Knights won their fourth straight last night in New Jersey. They won 4-3. Here's what you... Marshy had a natty in the third. What does that mean?
Marchessault. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Marchessault, yes.
Knew that one.
Had a natty in the third.
A natty.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is you call beer a natty. He drank a beer.
You know what? I'll give you half credit for that. Just, you know, just on principle.
Natty yeah. light, sure. Technically.
What is that? In the third?
In the third.
He had a natty period. In the third. Third period. Yes. Yeah, go. Good. Good. A natty is a natural hat trick. That means he scored three goals in a row. Nobody else scored.
Oh,
so
okay.
A hat trick is three goals. That's three. Just you scored three goals in a game. A natural hat trick is if you scored them all in a row. Nobody else scored but you. You selfish.
Okay.
The hogger. But yeah. So Marshy had a natty in the third and Golden
Knights. Natty Hattie.
No.
You already used Hattie as the and natty.
Had a natty. It's just a natty.
Oh, okay. It felt right to me.
Right. You were doing okay until then. Not bad.
Gonna call it a natty hattie.
And now for no apparent reason. Don't do that. Now for no apparent reason. A bulldog was having an amazing time sticking his head in the snow. For no apparent reason, this has been a bulldog sticking his head in the snow and loving it.
Wake up.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Chet Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
Spence first.
I'm just going to go hockey to begin with. Like we were just talking about, Malcolm Subban has been in net for the past, five games?
Sure.
It's 4-1, the last four in a row.
Yeah.
With Marc-Andre, you know, with Marc-Andre's dad passing and not being able to be with the team.
Yeah.
Subs always gets a bad rap, it feels like.
Which I don't know why.
Because he's a pretty good goalie.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a starter goalie, but he's done phenomenal for us over the past
years. I don't know that we're the most sophisticated of hockey fans.
I'll be honest, I don't know Jack. All I know is we've won four in a row. And we wouldn't have done that without Subs.
So he's awesome.
In fact, he is.
Marsha got a hattie.
Yeah, Marsha got a natty.
The greatest person in the world.
Don't do that. I'm not including you anymore then. In hockey, hattie. If you're going to ruin stuff. I'm serious. I'm really mad at her. Right. I'm legitimately angry at her. I am. I'm not speaking to you the rest of the show.
Okay.
If he scores three goals while smoking a joint, what is it?
Okay.
It's a fatty.
So, greatest person in the world. We don't have time for all this. Stupidity.
I can't believe this.
Stupid.
I can't believe this slipped past me. Brandon Matthews, who's a professional golfer, was in Argentina last month and actually missed the final putt in a sudden death playoff that would have guaranteed him a spot in the Open. And if you don't know anything about golf, there are four majors in golf. The Open happens to be one of them. And he was guaranteed a spot. All he had to do was sink an 8-foot putt, which... it's actually a lot harder than you think, but it's pretty easy for Brandon. He's a pro. Anyway, he missed it because someone from the crowd screamed out right when he was in his backswing for it, screamed out, made him flinch, and he missed his putt, and then it cost him getting into the Open. So he was in the locker room after the match was over, and he was mad until the tournament director came up to him and told him that a middle-aged man in the crowd with Down syndrome was actually the one who screamed out because he was so excited about the match, he couldn't contain himself, so he was the one who screamed out. And Brandon felt so bad immediately. He's like, oh, my God, he was that excited about my putt? So he went out there, met with the guy, signed a glove for him, gave him a hug, and was like, you're welcome to any of my matches ever again. You're amazing. So just the compassion alone, Brandon Matthews, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
Packed him out of Born and Raised last night for our buddy Robert Smith, who's a Rebel great. It's always fun when former Rebels who've got their numbers retired and stuff like that show up. Just to show up, and everything was donated. Born and Raised did their thing. Everything else, all the prizes, had a ton of prizes.
Oh, nice.
Lakers tickets, courtside Lakers tickets, and Golden Knights stuff. And I mean, yeah, it was a really good night. So everybody who showed up to support our buddy Robert Smith, go on GoFundMe and just search Robert Smith, and you'll find, I mean, if you want to help out and just support the Rebel family. So everybody who you know, their time and their money and their effort and everything to show up and help out one of our own, which is kind of the same thing with Toy Drive starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your time, your effort, your money to help out our own. So you just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Little Jess, who's on the phone?
Carrie Preissler of Henderson.
Oh, you know what? She'll nail this.
Yes, she will.
She's an ace. Right now, you don't even have to know. You didn't even have to see it. You just know by the context clues, as they used to say in third grade. So there's a structure in the NV Energy parking lot. What's going on?
The Toy Drive scaffolding.
The Toy Drive scaffold. It's up.
Yay!
I will tell you this too. I noticed this last night. The last few years, just because the numbers are so big, that I've had a sense of dread. Like, I've really not. Because we start on Thursday. So a lot of times, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there's a lot of, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's like, because I am away from my wife for 12 days, and everybody goes, oh, doesn't she come up there and have some visits? No.
No.
Because ain't no laundry. Easy, y'all. And by the way, I don't know about y'all. I mean, we can go 12 days. We can make it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he is married. Like,
right, and for a while now. You know, and for a while now. But I don't, my wife is at home and, you know, and I'm there and it's just, it's not the same. My point being, I don't have that sense of dread that I've had. I'm honestly, I'm like, let's go.
Let's get it done.
There's a word in the middle. Yeah, but let's go. So, Carrie, looking forward to seeing you at Toy Drive.
We will be there.
And looking forward to seeing the look on your children's face as they enjoy Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party.
Mickey's Search Party.
I know.
I never
throw my papers away early, and I did that today, and I don't know what I was thinking. Mickey's Search Party, a brand new adventure filled with world-class skating, high-flying acrobatics, and unexpected stunts. When it comes to the Thomas & Mack Center on January 9th through the 12th, I'm giving a much bigger plug for that this time since I botched it going into it.
Mickey's Search Party.
And thank you again to our friends at Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts. It's the last time we're in the studio.
Yep.
We're in the studio till after Toy Drive, which starts tomorrow. Let's, you know what, go. Seriously, let's get it. We got a big job, Vegas. Next time we talk to you, be at NV Energy. And that will be tomorrow morning. Final thoughts, parting shots?
Nothing.
No, just come down.
Tell a friend.
We need you.
Tell a friend.
Spread the blessing.
Spread the tingle. Spread the tingle and the blessing. spread the tingle while you're spreading the blessing.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. What? You can't go 12 days? All right. It's warm in here and it's like comfortable. I don't want to go.
Don't make me go.
God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Come on.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.